It's the morning show here on the Ideas Network. We are exploring Wisconsin's role in a lawsuit over the Affordable Care Act. And it's not just a legal issue. It's also, surprise, political. That conversation is just ahead right now. I'm here. I'm Keely Boltina here with John Gatto, and we're talking to you as part of Wisconsin Public Radio's fall membership drive. You rely on the Ideas Network for these informative, in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong.
Listener support is the single largest source of funding for WPR's programmings, including The Morning Show. That's why your gift of any amount right now truly makes an important difference here at WPR. Make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We are just more than halfway there for this hour. We're looking for 9 more pledges in the next 20 minutes. When you give, know that you fund The Morning Show and all of the other WPR programs that you count on. So don't wait. Give now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
WPR is committed to informing your decisions when you go to the polls on November 6th. We're not telling you how to vote, but we're informing your decision-making. And that's one of the important things that we do, is provide many perspectives and information that help you decide how you'd like to move forward, whether it's at the polls or just day-to-day life, your routine. This is listener-supported programming that we bring you. That means that when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible throughout every week of the year. Choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes of your time and make your pledge now.
We can't ignore the elephant in the room, John, and that is the pair of socks hanging right in front of our faces.
Gorgeous as they are.
They are the WPR socks. They have a red toe and a red heel and a red upper level where it touches your leg. I don't know what that's called. And they're covered in the WPR logo. And listen, you can let the world know that you are a Wisconsin Public Radio fan when you wear them. And today only, you get 2 pairs of WPR socks when you give $10 a month or more, or a one-time gift of $120.
And let me just say that one salient point there. Today only,
yes,
you can get these 2 pairs of socks for your gift of $10 a month or $120 one time. Your gift supports the programs that you care about, and you can get these great socks. Show your support for WPR on this first day of our fall membership drive. You might like that extra pair of socks on a day like today. Mm-hmm. And again, you'll get not one, but 2 pairs of socks at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
First of all, I really believe in what Wisconsin Public Radio does. When I would listen to the pledge drives every year, I would often think, oh yeah, I should call in, or go online and pledge, and then eventually I would do that. When it came around this year, I just thought, you know, this would be so much easier to just do a monthly donation sustaining public radio. Being a sustainer is good for me because I know that I'm doing my fair share. Even if it's not the largest contribution, it's a steady monthly contribution that I know is helping to keep the station on the air. I'm John from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. John Gatto here with Keely Boltina. I knew I was going to stumble over it at one point. I'm sorry, Keely.
I'm good.
We've just been at it for, you know, all morning. We've been asking for pledges. You all have been responding. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. We're asking for your support during this fall membership drive because it's what makes the WPR programs that you rely on possible. It's your gift of $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And I think the most important thing you said, John, is that people are responding. You are responding. We have 7 more pledges that we're asking for this hour, and we have 20 minutes to get them. We can do this. You can do this. You make Wisconsin Public Radio possible when you give at WPR.org or when you call 888-202-2552.
7 more to go. Courtney from Madison says, hooray, WPR. I want to say, hooray, members, because thank you for your pledges of support. You're making it all possible today. If you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or a credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes a difference. Again, make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Wisconsin is one of 20 states that filed a lawsuit to suspend the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. It's become an issue in the 2018 elections in Wisconsin. We'll talk about the details of the lawsuit and the claims candidates have made. Do you support the move to sue over the Affordable Care Act? What do you hope happens if the states win? And do you think Wisconsin should have joined the suit? Why or why not? 800-642-1234. Ideas at WPR.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Jesse Apoyan is a reporter for the Capital Times. She covers state politics and government, and she's been following this story. Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
So Wisconsin is one of 20 states that filed a lawsuit to suspend the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Tell us about this lawsuit.
Well, it would do just that. This has been certainly something that Wisconsin Republicans, including Attorney General Brad Schimmel, have named as a priority for years. This is a relatively new lawsuit filed in February, and it was after Congress made several efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. When they were unsuccessful in doing so, these Republican attorneys general stepped in, and they're seeking to essentially have an injunction to suspend the lawsuit, basically strike it down temporarily and until something else can be figured out. There's also a possibility, based on what the Trump administration is supporting in this, that the courts might not strike down the entire lawsuit or the entire law, but they could strike down parts of it, and parts in particular, including this provision that insurers must provide coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, and they can't charge more for that coverage.
So how did Wisconsin get involved?
That's Attorney General Brad Schimmel is the one who's leading the charge on it. He's really actually one of the ones in terms of the 20 attorneys general who are involved in this. He's one of the two who are really at the forefront of it. And Governor Scott Walker signed off to give approval to do so.
So, I mean, I don't know. I guess this is maybe a kind of a fine point. But did Attorney General Schimmel decide to do this on his own, or did he do it at the direction of the governor?
Well, that I don't know, but generally these decisions are made in cooperation and conjunction, that you're not going to have a lawsuit without both parties on board.
Okay. And the rationale for this suit, what does Wisconsin get out of this if this suit is successful?
Well, the argument for those who are pushing for this is that the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare has resulted in really large premium increases, and that is something that's been seen in Wisconsin. So, for those who have had their premiums go up significantly over the last few years, they would likely see them go down. Of course, the flip side of that is that things get thrown into question in terms of the coverage of pre-existing conditions and all of the other things that people who have been covered by the Affordable Care Act have come to enjoy about it. Covering 26-year-old or, covering children under their parents' insurance until age 26, things like that.
Mm-hmm. 800-642-1234. You can join our discussion about Wisconsin's participation in this 20-state lawsuit seeking to suspend the Affordable Care Act. What do you think about this? Should Wisconsin be a party to this suit? Do you hope it succeeds? Do you hope it doesn't? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So let's talk about the big thing here. We've got a caller, Tom in Madison. Let's go ahead and take that call right now. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, I'm a sole proprietor business person for the last 30 years, and Obamacare is the thing that gave me affordable health care for the first time in 20 years. Also, I am no longer afraid, deathly afraid of losing my coverage because of a pre-existing condition. And I think for the Republicans to repeal without having any kind of comprehensive plan to replace is not only irresponsible, but deadly. Any insurance actuarial person will be able to tell you how many people will die if X number of people lose their health insurance. I've been calling different Republican legislators for a few years now, asking them how many people are going to die if their policies are put through. I've never been able to have an answer, and most of the time I've been treated like someone who's crazy. But it's a question that insurance people are asking. I don't know why people aren't asking it, especially before the election.
Tom, thanks so much for your call. What about this, Jesse? Do the Republicans have something actually ready to go if they succeed in getting Obamacare suspended?
So there is something, rather there are a few options, and it's not entirely clear which one would be the one that they went forward with. Governor Walker has said several times, and in fact, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish is on air in an ad right now saying as long as they're in office, people with pre-existing conditions will be covered and protected. The State Assembly last year actually did pass a bill that said insurers in Wisconsin can't refuse to cover people with pre-existing conditions and they can't charge them more for that coverage. The contention with that bill that Democrats had with it is that it didn't implement any lifetime caps on out-of-pocket expenses. So that wasn't a bipartisan bill. It did pass the Assembly. It was never taken up by the Senate. I think there's been some suggestion that is the bill that would that Republicans would go back to if this lawsuit were successful. Another option that's been discussed is Wisconsin used to have a high-risk insurance pool that was really allotted as one of the most successful in the country at the time that it was in operation. However, it did only insure about 24,000 people, which is a relatively small segment of those who might need that coverage.
You referenced an ad that Lieutenant Governor Clayfish appeared in. This lawsuit has come up in a number of political races in Wisconsin. What has Governor Walker said about this specifically?
He has said he's really just doubled down over and over and said it's just not an issue. You know, he doesn't support the Affordable Care Act. He doesn't support having that in place. He thinks, you know, it's become unaffordable for Wisconsin, but he is adamant that he will take measures to ensure the pre-existing conditions are covered. And in fact, if this lawsuit were successful and the law had not been passed yet in Wisconsin, he would call a special session to bring the legislature in to do so.
But the governor did suggest at one point that that pre-existing conditions that he would support the dropping of the pre-existing condition requirement.
He did very briefly when Congress was debating this and the House had passed a version of the law that would have allowed states to opt out of that clause with a federal waiver. Governor Walker did for about a day say he would consider doing that for Wisconsin, but pretty quickly walked that back and said he wasn't interested in making any changes. And in the months and years since then has kind of gone in the opposite direction and been pretty adamant really since January of last year that he wants to ensure there's some measure to protect pre-existing conditions.
Well, this debate in the gubernatorial race has kind of taken on a he said aspect with Tony Evers pushing back and saying, well, you know, we can't really believe you. The governor saying, well, of course I'm going to protect you. It's really kind of boiled down to that, hasn't it?
It has. Tony Evers' response to the governor's argument is if you want to protect coverage for pre-existing conditions, you can drop the lawsuit and not make it a question.
So how is the health care lawsuit factoring into the race between incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and State Senator Leah Vukmir?
It's factoring in many of the same ways. It's still boiling down to, you know, she said at this point. Tammy Baldwin has long been a proponent of the Affordable Care Act. She played an integral role in the provision that allows children to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. So this is something, you know, she as a child had an illness. She talks about her personal experiences with this and how much it means to her. She and her allies say that Leah Vukmir would, you know, step in pretty quickly and support repealing the law. Leah Vukmir does oppose the Affordable Care Act, but she also is adamant. She's a nurse herself, and so she says, you know, this is my experience. This is my personal experience with this. She is also adamant that pre-existing conditions would remain covered, and what she has brought up as a possible solution is that high-risk pool that I mentioned earlier.
And this has also popped up, obviously, in the race for attorney general, because Brad Schimmel is, initiated Wisconsin's involvement in this lawsuit, and he's facing re-election this November. Josh Call has said that this is kind of a waste of money. He said we shouldn't be using our tax dollars to fight to take away protections from Wisconsinites. What has Brad Schimmel been saying about this?
He's said much of what his fellow Republican colleagues have said, you know, that the Affordable Care Act is unaffordable for Wisconsin, that he believes, in fact, that it's unconstitutional, and that's why he is challenging it. And like you said, Josh Call says it's a waste of money and you know, not in the best interest of Wisconsinites.
Well, thank you very much for being here. And of course, this issue is ongoing, and we'll look to see what happens with this court case. But Jesse Apoyan, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Jesse Apoyan is a reporter for the Capital Times. She covers state politics and government. Thanks for being here today. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm John Gatto with Keely Boltina. Your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the single largest source of funding for WPR's programming, including and especially so the morning program. Step up, be counted as a supporter of this program and of other shows that you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In this last part of the morning show, we've been talking about different lawsuits, lawsuit to suspend the ACA, a lawsuit about redistricting, and it's news like this that helps us understand better our world. Lauren from Fitchburg has donated, says, I love listening every day as I start and end my day. And here's the key. WPR gets me up to speed and thinking deeply. It's not just the superficial headlines, right? It's this conversation that helps us understand our world better. That's what you get here on the Ideas Network. And WPR is listener supported. So when you give, you make this hour and many more hours possible. It's at 888-202-2552 or WPR.org.
Choose an amount that works for you. Take just a couple of minutes of your time this Friday to make your pledge. And the beauty of it all is that you get to voluntarily choose how much you'd like to make that contribution, how much you'd like to make, and how important it reflects the programming content and the way that it changes your day and informs your thinking about issues of the day. You get to choose. So whether you're considering a gift of $10 a month or $100 a month or maybe $200 a month, it may be that important to you.
And it might be what you already pay for other services you use, right? Maybe it's what you pay for cable or your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day, so put a value on it, like the other things that are important to you. Log on to WPR.org or pick up the phone. Call 888-202-2552.
Make your gift on this first day of our fall membership drive, and you'll get not one, but two pairs of WPR socks. They're just the thing your feet are looking for. They're cotton, warm, and stylish.
If I had an extra pair of WPR socks, I'd probably give them to my mom. She likes things that has kind of a meaning and a purpose behind them, so I think this would actually be a gift that she really enjoyed.
I might try to stick them on my dog's feet to see if it would help Toby walk through the snow, but I don't know, they're probably too big for that.
It's up to you. When you give $10 a month or make a one-time gift of $120 today, here's how.
Call 888-202-2552 or log on, use your smartphone, use your tablet, use your laptop. Go to WPR.org to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. I'm Keely Boltina with John Gatto. We are raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio, all of these programs that you enjoy, on the air. Whether your pledge is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
And we have just a few minutes left during the morning show for you to become a member to express your support for this program. Your support is an investment that gives back. That's why you've tuned in. You're waiting for the reliable news, the entertaining programming, being a part of a statewide conversation. It's all part of what you get in return for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. In that sense, it's really a no-risk investment. So something to think about. If you've never given before, become our next member right now.
Listener support is the single largest piece of the funding that makes the programs you enjoy possible. Peter from Baldwin says, since moving back to Wisconsin, I've enjoyed listening to WPR. And Sandra from Menominee says, the folks at WPR have become some of my best friends, though they don't know it. I love that. That's why we're here. We're here to make connections between the listeners and our guests and the people who are telling you stories and revealing what Wisconsin really looks like. And it's simple. We're here because you are here, both as a listener and as a donor. So make your first ever pledge now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Thank you to Kristen and Christine from La Crosse. They chimed in with their pledge this morning. They said, we just moved to Wisconsin and instantly began listening to WPR to learn about the local political scene and hear about great things happening in our new state. Maybe you're new to the state of Wisconsin. Maybe it's not quite a habit yet, but it will be. It will become a habit listening to Wisconsin Public Radio. And if that's important for you, well, get behind it. Help donate towards its sustainability in over the next year, over the next many years. Make a habit of donating just like you make a habit of listening. At least we trust that you will. Get started right now. Help out with your pledge of really any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
24 people have called in or logged on this hour to say, yes, the morning show is important to me. Yes, Wisconsin Public Radio is part of my day and part of who I am. You can do that now. Now is your time. Your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is a crucial part of making these programs that you enjoy possible.
Thanks for helping us meet this hour's goal, and thanks for supporting the morning show on the Ideas Network. If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts already, thank you. Maybe you can increase your monthly support by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you choose, make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Be a listener in good standing as a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And we thank you so much.